Stace. Here, read this really quickly for me.
Where's Dave?
Oh, he's busy. So, read this really quick. Roll, Joelle.
Hey, everyone. Stacy here from Paws and Tails. I'm here to tell you about how fun it is to work with Ned while recording Paws and Tails. Oh, what is this?
It's a commercial spot, a new one. Keep going, quick.
It is such an honor to work with a pro like Ned because this seems less about Paws and Tails and more about you.
It's a new direction we're trying.
I love to be a part of Paws and Tails because we tell families about how much God loves them, and who does not need to be reminded about that?
What? That's not on the script.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late. Here are the scripts.
Oh, Ned's been writing some copies of his own. Pretty interesting.
Ned, really?
The moment is past. It won't work now. Never mind, Dave. Never mind. Joelle, stop tape.
Never started, Ned.
I can't work like this.
Welcome to the world of Paws and Tails.
Wild Mountain can be a pretty dangerous place. If you stay on the trails and stick with me, there's adventures to be had there, too.
Come on, CJ, jump!
It's too far!
It wasn't too far for me!
Insight for Living is proud to present Paws and Tails. Howdy, and welcome to Wildwood. Getting towards the end, another school day. But what a day it's turned out to be. Miss Harper is once again in rare form as she teaches the class about leadership.
For you see, in those ancient days of England, there were no laws. Each kingdom did as they wanted. They fought each other for land. Who wants to be a king?
Oh, I do! I do!
There's a shock.
All right, CJ, stand up.
Okay.
You are the king of Brownshire.
Brownshire?
I am the queen of Harborshire. I have lots of land and lots of sheep, but my crops have failed and my kingdom needs food. In Brownshire, your kingdom, your crops have done wonderfully. But your sheep have mostly died from disease.
Nuts! I hate it when that happens.
What do we do? Our two kingdoms.
Oh!
Goose?
You go meet and talk over the situation. Then you share some of your sheep with CJ, and he shares some of his crops with you. Then you decide to have a party and celebrate and make invitations with little sheep. And, oh, I know, you glue a little bit of wool and a little bit of sparkle.
Oh, thank you. thank you, Goose.
She cracks me up.
That would be a great way to handle it. However, that is not the way some of the old kings chose. That's not what the Queen of Harborshire chose. Attention, all you soldiers of Harborshire. Tonight, you will march on the unsuspecting town of Brownshire.
Oh, boy.
And while they are yet sleeping, you are to attack. Kill if you must, but do not come back unless you bring with you enough grain to feed my people throughout the winter.
Well, then, I would just attack you back.
That's exactly what happened. Over and over and over. The motto of that day, according to the book, was might is right. Whoever was the strongest made up the rules. That's why they needed a king over all of them. Arthur was just a boy, but he was soon going to become that king.
Did he know that he was going to be king?
He did not. Now, there are different kinds of leaders. Some lead by example. Some can get their people to follow them and love them and follow them into anything. And some lead by creating fear. There are certainly other ways to lead.
Some lead by promising stuff, like treasures.
Good, Goose. That is another way. Now, at some time in the future, it's possible you will all need to lead others in something. Just what kind of leader will you be? This is an important question. Now, what kind of leader would young Arthur need to be to bring peace and order to his country?
The strongest one. Might is right.
That is the question for you all to work on for Monday's homework. And that's all for today.
Miss Harper!
Please!
Don't stop now!
Let We will do more on Monday, class. Tomorrow's Friday. What does that mean?
Spelling test!
The test will be first thing in the morning. Okay, don't forget to work on your word list tonight. We'll see you all tomorrow.
That was fun. I want to be a knight in shining armor.
Me too.
Let's make swords and armor.
Yeah.
So cool.
Oh my gosh, this huge dragon on the front and everything.
Well, in the excitement of becoming knights in shining armor, the club decided to have their meeting in Stacy's barn. Stacy's barn is famous for having all manner of this and that. Her dad calls them treasures. Stacy's mom just calls it junk.
So it's agreed. We meet at the Shady Days Rest Home tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bring your garden tools. I don't think any of you guys are paying attention.
This will be the best armor ever created.
A crate? Your armor is an old crate?
I'm not listening.
I have the mightiest sword in the land.
You're gonna hurt someone with that.
That's what swords do, little missy. Take that and that. Hey, maybe we should have a contest to see who should be king.
Give it up, CJ. You're not gonna be our king.
Stacy, here I come.
I'm not ready.
Better get your sword up.
CJ!
How do you like that?
Knock it off, CJ. That was too hard.
That's because I'm the mightiest king in the land, and you know the rules. Might is right.
You're gonna hurt someone, CJ.
Well, you're certainly the mightiest goofball in the land.
Take that and that. Give me your crops, Sir Nether.
Leave me alone. I don't have my armor done yet.
Well, then I have caught you unaware and defenseless.
I'm warning you.
Ha ha, Sir Nedna Box. Can't defend himself. I have captured your castle. You are now my subject of...
Looks like the might is right guy just got dethroned by a beaver's tail.
Not funny. No real knight would hit you with his tail.
Huh.
The point of King Arthur is that he changed things.
Don't tell me you know because you've already read the book.
Did you really?
As a matter of fact, I have. King Arthur changed it from might is right to might for right.
Oh, I like that much better.
Same thing.
It means that King Arthur made rules for everyone to follow. He brought peace to the land because he wouldn't let the toughest guy just do anything he wanted to anymore.
He used the might of his kingdom to do right. Well, that's kind of like leading by example.
Yeah, and he led a little by fear, too. He took all of those big mouth, might is right guys and tossed them out of the kingdom.
What's everybody looking at me for?
Very clever fellow, this King Arthur. Someone ought to write a book about him.
Maybe we should make some rules.
Rules for what?
You just want to make up rules so you can make us do what you want.
No, we can all come up with the rules. We can make our club a more peaceful place.
So what kind of rules?
No being mean to each other.
That's a good one.
No telling lies.
Yes.
No telling secrets.
Oh, I don't think that's a very good one.
That's a great one. Wait a minute. I'll write these down. Being mean, lies, secret.
Oh, no turning your homework in late.
Good. Number 4.
No wearing pink and red together.
I suggest no saying silly things, but...
Okay, we're all making these up together. We have to memorize a verse every day.
Too much. One each week.
That's much better.
Fine. No one's king here. We're all doing this together.
No swimming until 20 minutes after you eat.
No tattling. Slow down. Okay. How about we all need to stick up for each other?
That's a good one!
No being late to club meetings.
Now, is that really necessary?
Yes, it is.
Fine.
So, what happens if someone breaks a rule?
Yeah, what happens then?
This isn't my thing. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
How about you get points against you?
Oh, yeah, like demerits.
Good.
So then what?
And if you get 10 demerits, then you have to... leave the kingdom for a month.
A month?
So, if sometime in the next year I get 10 demerits, I'll get kicked out of the club?
Well, every month you'll start over. Like, each month you'll start over with zero demerits.
Sounds good.
10 seems like a lot of demerits.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
10 seems like not enough to me.
Okay, let's go with 5. 5 demerits in 1 month and you get kicked out of the club.
Okay.
I have a bad feeling about this.
Hi, I'm Beth from Frisco, Texas. My favorite Paws and Tails character is Goose because she is so silly. Wait till you hear what happens next on today's episode.
Welcome, everyone. Ned the Beaver here, beloved star of Paws and Tails. We have some parents with me today that would love to tell you what they think about the fun, the biblical teaching, and the music of Paws and Tails. I'll go right ahead, sir.
I love that some of the episodes are telling the biblical story. My kids totally know the story of Esther now because of Paws and Tails.
I love that. Now, don't miss an episode of Paws and Tails right here on this amazing station.
Well, the club was right excited about all of these new rules. As they walked to school the next morning, they even added more to the list. This sort of talking went right on until class started.
All right, class, settle, please. Let's pass your spelling lists up to the front and let's get ready for the spelling test.
Oh, no. Miss Harbor?
Yes, Marcia?
I left it on the counter at home.
Oh, well, bring it in on Monday.
Thanks.
Rule number 4, no late homework.
He's right. That's a demerit.
What?
Please stop talking and get ready for the test now.
You broke rule number 4. No turning homework in late. It's your rule.
I didn't know this started already.
Marcia, CJ, that will be enough.
It started.
Did not.
Did too.
Stacy, did it start?
What is going on here? I will have quiet in this class. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Saturday morning came and they all straggled into the Shady Days rest home to help weed out the flower beds. When you end up at the Shady Days, you can count on 2 things. The ever-present smell of coffee and Gus. Gus is a retired sea captain. Old Gus has seen more things and had more adventures than Hercules. One of the reasons the kids love to come help out at the home is because they know Gus will be there.
CJ!
Hi, Gus.
Morning.
Hello. How are you, Captain Gus?
Oh, morning to all of you. Good of you to come. Those weeds just grow bigger every day, and they laugh at me when I walk by. Of course, I could bend down and get them myself if I wanted. I just couldn't get back up is the problem.
Well, we'll get them for you.
Well, what have you all been up to lately?
We've been making up rules, and Marcia already broke one.
Goose!
Rules?
King Arthur made England a better place, because he made everyone stop doing whatever they wanted to.
Well, he brought the rule of law to merry old England.
Hey, he knows!
Sure I do. Without the rules and laws, disaster awaits. Why, once we were sailing to the islands of the southern seas, one of the men, new to the ship, decided that the rules didn't apply to him.
What did he do?
Well, he had a way with the ropes like I'd never seen. He did little things his own way, not the way he should have. He tied knots in the rigging that no one knew how to untie. His stubbornness put the whole ship in danger.
Just because of his knots?
Well, a squall came up out of nowhere. Nothing we couldn't handle, though. I ordered the sails to be brought in. The men could not get these special knots untied. We had to slash through the ropes with an axe. Why, we barely got them sails down in time. We nearly capsized.
What happened to the guy who tied the knots?
Well, he was thrown in the brig. And as soon as we got to port, we showed him off the ship. Not so very politely.
How not so very politely?
We tied him hand and foot in our own special knots. We left him on the dock.
You left him? him on an island?
Well, don't worry. It was a busy shipping lane. He just needed to hire on with another ship.
After he untied those knots.
Seems pretty mean to me.
Well, it's very serious business sailing the open seas. One man deciding that the rules don't apply to him puts the ship, its cargo, and every man aboard at risk. Following the rules on a ship can be a matter of life and death.
So on your ship, it was might for right.
Exactly. Now, are you kids going to watch the weeds or are you here to pull them?
Oh, yeah.
Put your backs into it, you scurvy dogs.
Did you say that to your sailors all the time?
You know, I never said that before in my life. I don't know where I heard it.
Well, they did get those weeds pulled in spite of Gus's stories. Then they decided to spend the afternoon in the best possible way, swimming and fishing.
One more lap.
No, I'm done. I beat you 4 times. Face it, it's over.
I almost had you last time.
I stopped because you were so far behind. I'm a beaver. I swim better than you. Give it up.
Next time, Furball, you're going down.
Ooh. I'm yawning from boredom. Do we have a rule about too much big talking?
Oh, yeah. Med, could you hand me my backpack? I've got the rules numbered and listed out. Last night, I made copies.
You made copies?
Here. Now we can all have one and keep it with us all the time.
Oh, goody. I want to carry a list of rules all the time.
Good thing we didn't make a rule about bad attitudes. Now, we can't just call out a rule like we did with Marcia's homework.
No one said it had started.
Maybe we should have a code or something so that we could alert each other if a rule has been broken.
Like what? A secret wink?
No, that'll only work if we are looking at each other.
A noise? We can have a little secret noise.
I like it.
I can use my special ring whistle. Oh, that's really fun. What can mine be?
I can just smack my tail on the ground.
I have an old police whistle.
There's a surprise. I'll make my noise.
What's your noise?
The noise I do with my eye.
The whole point of this is that we make a noise loud enough that we can hear it. Oh!
How do you do that?
You do that with your eye?
Okay, let's make a rule against rubbing your eye noises. That's not normal.
What's your noise, Stace? What?
Nothing.
What?
No telling secrets. Rule of number 11.
It wasn't a secret.
Then what did you say?
I said my noise would be me saying, CJ thinks he's a king. I don't think you get it, Stace. It's supposed to be a short kind of...
No being mean to others, rule number 2.
Police! Oh, she didn't mean it to be mean. Ned said basically the same thing yesterday about CJ trying to act like a king.
Goose! No tattling. Rule number... Oh, where's the list?
You said that?
No, I didn't. I just said that I was...
You're lying! No lying! Rule number 1 against Ned.
No being mean. Number 2 against Ned.
Stace, Marcia, a little help here.
You didn't help me with the homework thing.
Number 8 on both of you. You're not sticking up for me.
Where's the list? Ned, know your verse?
Don't do it.
Goose, eye noise. Number 7 against Ned. Stace, that was kind of mean. Oops.
Number 2 on Stacy for being mean to Ned.
Stacy, tell us your verse.
The one for this week?
I'm waiting.
I haven't really...
Number 7 on Stacy. She doesn't know her verse either.
Oh, we saw that. I did it!
That's 5 for Stacy.
Maybe this should just be a practice run.
It's not a practice. Rules are rules. They're important.
CJ, don't do it!
That was 5 demerits, Stace.
I'm out of the club?
Hi, I'm Liam from Colorado. One of the many reasons I love Paws and Tails is Ned the Beaver. He just cracks me up.
and Stacy here from Paws and Tails. We've had kids from all over the country send in their announcer recordings, and they are heard every day on the program. But we haven't heard one from you. Just head on over to pawsandtails.org and pop into the clubhouse to get one of the announcer scripts. Record yourself on your parents' phone and send it in to us so we can get your voice heard around the world. That's pawsandtails.org. This is so exciting!
Well, it started with Stacy, but it only took another couple of minutes for Ned, Marcia, and Goose to get enough demerits to get kicked out, too. So now we find the only remaining member of the club heading over to the Shady Days rest home.
Hey, Gus.
Well, CJ, well, what are you doing? Did you forget something from this morning?
No. Got a minute?
Well, let me see. Yep, seems I'm free at the moment. Here. Try one of these cookies. Mrs. Snortle made them.
Thanks.
Well, what's on your mind?
I got a problem.
Oh, a problem. Well, maybe we should sit down.
Okay. The rules.
The rules?
The rules we told you about.
Oh, yeah, the club rules, right.
Yeah, it didn't really work.
The rules didn't work, huh?
Well, the whole thing, really. You get up to 5 demerits, and then you get kicked out of the club for a month.
A month? Well, that seems kind of harsh, doesn't it?
Seemed like a good idea at the time. Well, everyone but me got kicked out today.
All in one day, all of you?
It was bad.
I guess it was. You finish your cookie there, CJ. Now, how do you account for everyone getting kicked out?
I don't really know. We all agreed to the rules.
Well, like what? What were the rules?
No lying.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, and no being mean.
Uh-huh.
No tattling.
Uh-huh.
No secrets.
Secrets?
Stuff like that.
Really?
What?
Well, son, rules are powerful things, important things. Some of those are not good ones.
Like what?
No tattling? Well, does that mean if someone does something wrong, you just stand there with your mouth closed? Well, what exactly does that one mean?
I don't know. I just wanted to run a tight ship, like you did. Lead by example.
Well, did you? Were you being a good example?
You said rules were a matter of life and death.
Well, no, CJ, that's not exactly what I said. I said that on a ship, it could be that. You're not on a ship with the lives of all aboard as your responsibility. You're a bunch of kids. And you're not their captain, or their king, for that matter.
I didn't say I was.
You see, CJ, God gave us laws to help us, to spare us from pain, to keep us out of trouble, you see? Now, I think you all made up rules so that you could control each other. Now, especially you did that. God also gave us a way to get back in, to get forgiven. Now, did you?
I guess not.
Well, how about another cookie?
No, thanks.
Well, why not?
Well, they taste like chalk.
That's what it is. They do, don't they? Now, don't get me wrong, CJ. When you all grow up, there'll be rules and laws that if you break them, they'll affect you for the rest of your lives.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
Now, if you want to lead this group, this would be a great time for you all to be learning about rules, practicing with them, and learning about forgiveness. Now, when a mistake won't make much of a difference. Now, that's the kind of thing the good leader does. He helps who he leads. He serves them. A bad leader just tries to control them.
So you're implying that I'm a bad leader?
Nope. I'm saying it outright.
Gus.
But I'm thinking they'll forgive you if you ask them to. You see, everybody needs some of that.
Yeah, they probably will.
Come to think of it, you were mean to each one of them, weren't you?
Oh, yeah.
More than once?
At least.
Now, how many demerits you suppose that is?
Oh, man. I just got kicked out of the club.
Well, why don't you get your friends? Don't try to be captain. Don't try to be a king, but lead them. Lead them by serving them. If you want to be great in God's kingdom, learn to be a servant of all. Try to lead like that and see how it goes.
Thanks, Gus.
Now, what are you still sitting here for? Get up and go lead your crew.
I'm going. What exactly is a scurvy dog?
I gotta tell you the truth, I don't know.
What good is a candle if it doesn't have a flame?
And what good is an arrow if it doesn't have an aim?
A castle's not a castle without a miry moat.
And what good is a funny tale if it doesn't get your goat?
Right.
Tweedledum, we're looking for a master and a brother. Tweedledee, you see, he can't be one without the other.
He must be brave.
He must be strong.
With service as his motto. And if he leads us well, he will go and we will follow.
I'd follow someone like that.
A leader has the vision to pursue God's higher call.
Not just to stand beside you, but to catch you when you fall.
He's helpful and he listens to seek the common good.
And no green tights are needed for this kind of servanthood. Oh, Tweedledum, we're looking for a master and a brother. Tweedledee, you see,
he can't be one without the other.
He must be brave.
He must be strong.
With service as his motto. And if he leads us well, he will go and we will follow. We will follow. In God's mighty armor, we're prepared from head to toe. But without a leader, we're dressed up and have no place to go.
So, which direction do you think we should be headed?
Oh, let's go to the left.
No, I think we should go to the right.
Why me? We're going to end up going round in circles.
No, really, we should sit down and discuss this.
Okay, but where?
Well, have a right here at this round table.
No, we should go to the square one.
Oh, my, we do need a leader, don't we?
Yeah.
Tweedledum, we're looking for a master and a brother. Tweedledee,
it's God he'll seek.
And not just ask his mother.
He must be brave.
He must be strong.
With service as his motto. And if he leads us well, he will go and we will follow. Oh, if he leads us well,
if he leads us well,
wouldn't that be swell?
We will follow.
Now, I do think we should continue discussing
this. Well, but where should we sit to decide where we're going
to
sit?
I think this newfangled round table idea is
round table, never seen.
And Then There Were None was written by Steve Goldsvig and David Carl and directed by David Carl. The song We Will Follow was written by Sandy Howell and Shelley Spady. Music was by Tim Hosman and our sound designer was Jerry Swafford. On the next Paws and Tales...
Hey, what is this?
What?
Praise be to heaven, they found the plan.
And the clothing...
Is that Mr. Collins?
I think so.
There's nothing that we can't...
This is unbelievable!
Be alert. I think we are not the only ones who want this.
There's an owl in here!
Rick, get back!
What, Professor?
Professor!
Be sure to join us for another episode of Insight for Living's Paws and Tales.